From the WUWM newsroom, I'm Angelina Mosier Salazar. Raquel Sanchez Alvarado says she's been with American Foods, the Green Bay meatpacking company, for a year and a half. About 3 weeks ago, she came down with a bad cough, but she kept going to work. She worked for a week until she tested positive for COVID-19. Alvarado says that while she was working, American Foods was not taking the precautions necessary to keep workers safe.
No, there were no masks. There was no distancing inside the plant, only on break room.
Alvarado told her story at a news conference on Tuesday. She shares her experience in hopes that American Foods will take more serious precautions to protect their employees. Since she's spoken out, she's heard from coworkers that changes have indeed been made. Workers are now being provided with face masks and their temperatures are being taken before they go into the plant. Workers across the country are sharing similar experiences to that of Alvarado. In Colorado, coronavirus deaths of Latino workers led to a meat plant shutdown. Here in Wisconsin, in Brown County, a recent cluster of coronavirus infections are reportedly linked to JBS, another meatpacking plant in Green Bay. Family members of JBS employees who tested positive allege that JBS did not take proper on-site precautions to protect workers from COVID-19 spread. Alvarado says that there are many workers who are still too afraid to speak up about their working conditions.
La gente tiene miedo de que no los vayan a volver a agarrar en otra compañía si ellos hablan o dicen o expresan lo que sienten.
People are scared, she says, that they will be fired and they will not find a job at another company if they express their concerns.
La gente hispana, nuestra comunidad y nuestra gente tiene miedo de no ir a trabajar y perder sus trabajos.
Alvarado says Hispanic people, her community, are very scared to miss work and lose their jobs. American Foods did not respond to our request for comment, but JBS did. The company says that they check every worker's temperature and require everyone to wear a face mask. The company also reiterated that no one is forced to come to work and no one is punished for being absent for health reasons. Angelina Mosier Salazar, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.